This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back again for the first time again, ever again, with Armand again and Everett again.
First time.
Time for the after show for the Reddit Real Paranormal Tales 2019 episode. Not a lot of emails today, Eric's telling me, so this
we
might be a short after show.
We have one. Well, one that we're not saving.
Okay, because we're saving a bunch of these for about 2 weeks from now where we revisit the listener tales. So.
Yes. So this email comes from Ryan Sykes, longtime listener.
Ryan, he's probably in the chair right now.
Yeah, he's got to be around somewhere.
He says, hello to...
Or at least he's in the group all the time, at least. He's English, right? He's from England?
English, yes. English. So hello, Team Surreal.
Hello.
And you know what? I'll probably, in his honor, read this in a British accent.
Oh no.
Hello, Team Surreal. Since the raid on the Area 51 went tits up, you guys need to do a raid on the Vatican. I think it would make a great show as Armand could give out foot care advice and tales of his sexual exploits. Eric can go around selling bottles of holy water, and Everett can give out tech advice on hourly updates on the consistency of his shits. All joking aside, I really enjoy listening to your podcast, and thank you for taking the time to read this email. I apologize if I'm not making much sense, and I've had way too many beers and can currently only see through one eye. P.S. Congratulations to Everett on his new baby.
Hey, thanks, pal.
I'm a little late on this, but hope he can forgive me.
Let's
Team Surreal.
She was born in July.
I tell them, I says,
2.5 months.
I'll give this the just podunk American. Ryan, we love you, man. You've been around for a long time. Yeah. To clarify, do you want us to do a show on the Vatican, or do you want us to start a Storm the Vatican Facebook event? Because
either
I'm
way,
really
I'm
not sure with what you wanted there.
I'll do either one.
He emails back and says,
You sent him an email back?
I sent him that one, and he emails back. Yes.
Good job on that.
Having thought about it, perhaps a show about the Vatican, the vaults that are full of hidden knowledge, etc., that contain supposedly proof of the church's wrongdoings, have just done a quick Google of and found this. Have a good day, mate, and send my regards to your brother and Armand if you see them. I am seeing them. They are right here. Ryan sends his regards to you both of y'all.
There's some pretty nasty popes, too.
Yes,
Pope Constantine.
Popes. Oh, there's some bad popes.
That was Emperor Constantine.
But that's all we have for emails, so if you will proceed with the voicemails for the week.
Right, I think I can curl. I bet I'd do one and a quarter.
I was in high school. Curl. I used to do 90 on each hand with the, I put 45s on it. It's my senior year. But
what do you mean 90? A dumbbell?
I just fuck around. We'd have the small curl bar. Yeah. I'd take the 45-pound weights, put one on each side,
fucker up. With both hands?
One hand.
One hand.
One hand.
On an easy curl bar?
No. It was a short little one-handed curl bar that I put the 45s on.
Okay.
One easy.
I'd have to see that to believe it. That's pretty heavy for a curl, one arm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big boy, Armand.
You deadlift? You a deadlifter?
No, but 45 pounds is a fucking...
Yeah.
I used to smash.
I think we got a ghost story here. You sure it wasn't a ghost?
Did you know how fucking hard that is to do?
That's very hard.
That's not easy.
I can only do it once or twice per arm. Anyway, let's see. Where'd we end up last week? Did we listen to Russell's last week? I think we did. Let's find out. Did we listen to OG Paul? We did.
OG Paul Weezy.
Let's start out with Russell, see what he says. Hold on, crank this shit up.
Comment on what y'all were talking about with the schools.
Yeah.
We heard that, didn't we?
No.
You sure?
No.
Did we listen to this one?
Hey, guys. OG.
No, I don't think we did. All right, hold on. Let me see if I did a last week. Last 925? No, I did not. Okay, scrolling back up. Big piece of shit here, everybody. Big piece of shit.
Big old piece of shit here. He's a big dumb piece of shit, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I think there was Pope Joan.
Hey, guys. OG Paul Weezy here of the show. Love you guys.
Love you too, Paul Weezy.
Hey, Paul.
Say that for this October, if you guys are going to do any of the scary stories.
Hey, we just did.
Before on the podcast. I love them. See what kind of spooky stuff you guys doing this time.
I think we listened to this.
Yeah, take care, guys.
Thank you, Paul Weezy. I think that's what gave us the idea. For
it could have been. Yeah, we smoke too much weed.
Yeah.
You got to slow down on that.
No, we don't.
Did you lose your lighter?
You got to smoke more.
I've lost plenty of lighters in my day, Armand. I've lost more lighters than you'll ever own.
Danielle says she used to be able to box squat 170.
Box squat. I'm not sure.
That's where you had the box you sit down on. And then,
okay. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Full.
That's real good.
Full range of motion.
Yeah, but she has to sit, so that you lose your momentum.
I can do 600 on a hip sled.
Yeah, that was easy. It was maxed out every time.
Every time on a hip sled.
You can squat 600, then you're doing something.
I think I did 350 in high school, but I didn't try anything
off
more
to
than
you do 600.
You know, probably 350, 400 is that what I ever tried to do.
I don't know.
Yeah. Here's Russell, Bernsey.
OG Paulie said that was the last episode, bro.
Damn. I just wanted to comment on what y'all were talking about with the schools.
Yes.
When I was in high school, I did not excel.
Yeah, we heard this.
He's got a good job now. He's doing great.
Well, then this is definitely the first one of this week because it hasn't been listened to yet at all.
Okay, well,
so here we go. This is from our good boy, Kevin Yarrow. So,
all right.
You never know where this is going to go. It's probably going to start with the bong rip.
I hope.
Inevitably.
First, I'd like to say that Sony's cool in my books again. And if they really do that Deadpool Spider-Man mashup movie, that.
Heard about that? They're thinking about doing a Deadpool Spider-Man.
I'm hip. Let's do it. I'm with it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know. Fuck yeah. That's just going to be fucking so fucking amazing. Fuck yeah.
Fuck.
Sorry.
I like the way you say fuck, Kevin.
I was listening to this tale of this dude who worked for the CIA back in the 70s or 80s. And what he would do they would try to make him astral project into different places. And they proved that he really could do that. And then he started to astral project through time. And he said that he went back to when the pyramids were being made.
Jesus.
And that the task of the pyramids being made wasn't really that big because they were making them with some sort of cement. It's some sort of ancient lost recipe for cement.
Like right, sandstone right. cement? Like
thousands of years before the fucking Romans did it, who apparently were the first ones to create cement.
And we lost that too.
So, it makes a lot of sense. Like, how the fuck were those things made, right? It would make a lot more sense if people just sort of walk buckets of water and mix up there and poured them into wood
frames.
Holy
shit, he's right, though.
Made the whole fucking thing that way.
Yeah, but I mean, it's pretty much, these are cut.
It's common knowledge that these are supposed to, have you ever seen them, Everett? Have you been there and examined the rocks?
No, I haven't. Don't give me that bullshit. I haven't been outside the planet, but I'm pretty sure it's not flat.
I just kicked
you got me? It's fine. Did it fuck us up? Hey, I can't see you now.
Danielle, man, hack squats 240?
A little more.
Mac can squat 420. That's a good squat.
Anyway.
Wow.
It's possible that the Romans got their idea for cement from the Egyptians, you know, when they first met up. But that's
Concrete,
a fucking
anyway.
Great idea. Only they use crushed stone instead of sand. I guess sand is sort of like a crushed stone. I don't know.
Depends on the sand. I mean, beach sand contains all kind of shit from little fucking dead animals.
Hey, man, don't you melt sand and make glass?
And if it's silicone sand. Yeah.
Shit. I guess it is on the beach. Fuck, I'm high right now. Okay.
It's all good, dude. Don't worry about that.
I wish I was.
And that
we like
the Egyptians,
you that way.
They never really used slaves. There's a lot of evidence that the people who built the pyramids.
Hold on now. The Egyptians used the Jews.
Cecil B. DeMille. Yeah, he didn't see the Ten Commandments, did he? And remember, they're getting out of mud. Remember, they're making it out of mud and straw.
Let my people free.
Paid my people a monthly wage to build the pyramids. Yeah, I gotta stop. It's so early in the morning. I'm so fucking high. I think I've explained everything I wanted to talk about.
No, you did great.
All right. Cool. Team Sony. Fuck
team
yeah.
Sony.
He changes every week. You never know what team Kevin's on.
That's all right.
Gotta love him. This next one's from a guy who needs no introduction these last few months. So, good buddy, we believe the German
so
Lars.
Introduce him.
This is short little Lars here.
Oh.
Hey guys, Lars here.
That's him.
I called because I see the Erky play the game of the extra box. No,
extra box.
He's like very good at it, and I like to watch. No,
what's he talking about?
So pause it. So I stream video games at night sometimes, and he came into my chat. We haven't heard from him in a long fucking time.
Right.
Well, like out of nowhere. There's somebody in my fucking the chat because it's just kind of like YouTube when you stream the games. You see the person, except you see the game, and I'm in a little
more like the entire screen is a video game, and Eric's down in the corner type of thing.
Yeah, but there's still chat and everything. And I look over and I see in there somebody says named Lars Doom or something like that. And it's, you know, just talking like Lars would talk. And I'm like, Lars, if this is fucking you, leave a voice memo right now.
And there it was.
And there it is. Well, yeah, so.
That's him.
I see the addict plays the games.
That's so good.
He's like very good. That's true, too. www.twitch.tv.
He's left an, authentication code as well with his voicemails now, so we can pretty much be sure it's him.
We can prove
it. Yeah, no phonies.
We got another one here, though, from our good buddy Kevin.
I'm staring at the moon this morning before I go to work.
Oh, God, here it comes.
And I've always thought, you know, I think sometimes it's a hologram. They're doing stuff up there. They don't want you to see big-ass ships leaving the moon that are visible from Earth and shit. So they kick in Project Bluebeam and they put the hologram in front of it.
Nice.
Wow.
I like it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, fuck, it makes sense to me, man.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Kevin.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. Why not?
You know, it could be. Could be. Thanks, Kev. We'll catch you, hopefully, goddammit, next week for sure. I've got one more this week from Lars.
Another one?
This is slightly longer. Okay, could be the longest Lars ever.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys. Lars here.
Lars here.
It's been very long now.
Yes.
I has the issues with the visa.
So he was in Texas. I assume it's probably his travel visa.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's all good. I called today because I talk about the Colts.
About the what?
Lady she called. I called today because I talk about the Colts.
The goats?
The Colts.
The lady she called earlier and she say something about the ask for the food.
Ask for food.
I think that's a very good idea. I take for team.
You take it for the team. I take the ask
for the team. Improvise the ass. It's very tight and I hope she like
it. It's very tight.
Very nice and very good. Ash and hollow.
I have ideas. So that there right there is how today I was sure it was Lars. Because it was very, yeah, like the second voicemail he ever sent us to use that same Eisenhower, which I'm pretty sure means asshole.
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower.
Yeah. Aman, this is funny. Will he give you Bona?
Yeah.
Aman, you get
kinda.
Bona. Right. Yeah. Bona?
Carry it out here.
Dear, what if I'm the leader of the Colts now? You need a fear?
We need a Führer.
Call Führer.
Armand is the doctor of the court.
Armand is the doctor.
People thank
come
you.
To him and they say, oh, my foot hurt very bad. And he say, let me see.
Oh, no.
And I look at him and I say, you have no boner.
You have no boner.
Armand, you do not get boner. Why you look at the feet? It'd be very nasty.
You play nasty, Armand.
And then I make the Eric. I make him the, you know, like the TV and VCR guy. And he fixed those.
Me?
Yeah,
he's good at games too, so I make him like the video game guy. He's like steams the games and everybody's like, oh.
Hold on.
He's very good at games too, so I make him like the video game guy. He's like steams the games and everybody's like, oh, you're so good at that game with the guy in it who's like the chief though.
Master Chief, yes.
So good. Then Evett, he very stonk. He's smart.
It's true.
So make him like this problem solver of the problems.
Okay, I'm not all.
So say we have like bats and they eat our food. And I say, hey, Evett, what we do with the bats? And Evett say, oh, we shoot them. And then we
eat the bats.
We use them as the shoes. So come on.
That's exactly what I would say. Shoot the fucking bats and then use them as shoes.
Yeah, they're like flip-flops kind of you could use. Yeah,
yeah, you wrap their wings up.
And don't sniff the feet. And I say, oh, that's very good. That's why you problem solve it. It's such a very good idea. But I also make new law as the Führer.
He makes a new law as the Führer. This is too good.
The leader. I make the daily Wiener inspections.
Wiener inspections?
So people, they come to the me and they say, look at the Wiener. And I say, oh, that's very nice. It's very good. Next.
I want this job. He's the Vina inspector.
Yeah, you want that job? Oh,
why not?
He wants to see a Vina.
Whip out your dong. I'll tell you if it's good.
And then the person come and they
say, that's an easy job. You just sit there all day long.
Oh, yeah?
See that, Johnson?
The urologist over
here. No, there's something wrong with that. It's dripping. Get it out of here.
They look at the Vina and I say, oh, that's very nice. And I do it all day. And I love to be court leader. I think it's a very good idea. I think we do.
You got
if
it.
We have
man.
A call. He's leader for sure. I'll follow.
He's
sure.
Yeah.
But I do have a question for the Amon.
Uh oh.
What do you think about the girl, the Greta Thunberg? Do you
oh,
think
boy.
She right about the climate change? The climate
no.
climate change. Do
I
you think
she's
she very
lunatic.
Right about it?
Lunatic.
Or do you think she wonk?
He thinks she's wonk.
Yeah, she's a wonk. She's a wonk. Yeah. Idiot.
Do you think that you sniff her toes too?
You nasty. You nasty,
you guys are like the best. Everything you say and do, you're like so cool. I love you all.
We love you, man.
You too, Lars.
I want to get Lars for Life tattooed on my back. Just saying.
You got to get a shirt, man.
Oh, man.
I thought about doing a Team Lars shirt, but that's
he's a goddamn
National treasure. World treasure. Fuck it.
World.
Yeah, did you see that boat, that ship she sailed across the Atlantic on? Yeah. Thunberg.
The Thunberg.
Yeah. It was made of like...
it's not a Thunberg.
It was made of like petroleum products, ironically. Hmm.
Did you let my link go through or no?
Anyway.
I didn't see it.
Lars, you got me mad thinking about that.
No, I don't see no link you put through there.
WWW, it starts with.
How long ago was it?
Like fucking 3 minutes ago.
Somebody I'm not said, scrolling that back up. Put it in again.
Okay, here we go. I will put the link in.
All right, here. Let's get back to them voicemails. So we got a short one here from our good buddy Luar Zaragoza.
Oh, yeah, all right.
I don't know if you guys know Luar, but he's pretty much a fucking
New
stud.
Jersey Luar, yeah.
He's Armand fan number one.
Yeah, great guy.
No better fan of Armand.
Hey, there he is.
He wants more.
Team Jelly.
He wants more.
You never know.
Nothing more in this world than to see Armand get pegged. He mentions it three, four, five times weekly.
Who would peg me? I got a bald spot.
Well, Armand, that's true. We're going to make him a happy man because we'll get that done.
I'll peg you from the front, not from the back.
Get me high and get me pegged. All right.
We know what we're doing before the end of the
year. That's an audio clip right there in itself. Get me high and get me pegged. We need that. That should just be like...
Erase that.
Nope, too late.
Literally, anytime, anything with Armand. That's his shirt, Team Armand. And on the back it says, get me high and get me pegged.
Yeah, I like it. I'd pay for that shirt.
I'd pay for that shirt.
Here we go. Here's our Luar.
Donna says she'd be willing to peg you, too.
Well, Donna, maybe. Man.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Well, that's a woman.
Here we go. Here's Luar. Let's see what he's got to say.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Uh-huh. Okay. He's right here. He's in perfect timing there, Luar. Okay, the gangbang's going to be you, Donna, and Armand, and
anybody else.
I'll video it. Tell everybody the wieners are good.
We'll Karen the ghost.
We'll get the Fuhrer. The Fuhrer Lars up in here. He'll tell us what's going on.
Hey, who had the foot problem? Who had the big toe problem? I want the picture.
Let's see if I got that email.
We'll see if I got the email.
Yeah, somebody had a big toe problem.
It was the Fuhrer. The Fuhrer.
Yeah.
Lars?
Yeah.
No, it was not Lars.
All right, Lars. No wiener pics.
I don't
see
nothing.
Big toes.
I didn't get one. We got a pair of voicemails coming up here from Ted from Chicago. Ted sent us a lot of fucking voicemails here. Here's a couple more from him. So let's get it on, Ted.
What's up, boys?
Hey, what's up, Ted?
Ted in Chicago.
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Good morning, driving to work.
Ah, too bad.
It's getting cold already.
I know.
Goddamn bullshit, I got my heat on. Hope it's not as cold for you guys down there.
Not quite.
I mean, it's chilly in the morning.
About 40 something in the morning. Yeah, I bet it's freezing.
That's jacket weather. Put your heat on.
It's cold in Chicago, no doubt about that.
Right on the water. Yeah.
Ooh.
But so a couple things. I want to tell you boys a little story.
Uh-oh.
I heard Armand talking about circumcision a while ago.
Sure.
You know, talking about
he talks about that a lot.
Yeah, my favorite subject.
Between his legs. That's great. But I don't know how many people really know the story.
Let's hear it.
So I'm going to tell it to you.
All right.
So according to Genesis, like I think it's like 16 or 17.
Studio, that Genesis?
No, not Phil Collins.
Oh.
First book of the Old Testament.
New Testament, sorry.
Old.
Wasn't Genesis the New?
No, Genesis
no, Matthew is New Testament.
Genesis is the very first one.
Yeah, Genesis, you know?
The Abrahamic story happens. So this guy, Abraham. Heathen. He's 99 fucking years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. He's leading his tribe. They're eating some lamb. You know, they're fucking leavening some bread.
Yes, they should.
Drinking some wine.
Heroes.
Sounds like fun.
Fucking getting after it.
Yeah.
Missionary style only.
Is he quoting Genesis here? Chapter 17, verse?
Yeah, this is the New Age.
This is the Saint. Is this the King James version?
This is the King Surreal Talks version.
Jesus. All right.
King Ted's version.
One day, he goes up on a hill.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, this motherfucker's 99 years old.
Right.
Okay? The reason I'm saying that is because, like, this, it's not like your buddy just comes back and, like, starts, like, no,
it's
this motherfucker is 99 years old. He's got to be goddamn decrepit, right? He's not still fucking running around. He's not one of these fucking, you know.
Weren't we pretty sure in the Bible years were all fucked up?
Yeah, like, it could be.
Like Methuselah was 800 something years old.
969.
Yeah, whatever. Thank you, but you know, you get my point.
Enoch was 960, I believe. Noah got to be like 900.
Yeah, Noah was very old.
Did you guys watch that movie?
Moses was 120
with fucking Russell Crowe, the Noah movie. Oh, it was so bad.
Was it that bad? Really?
It was. But there was walking trees, and they attacked the ark.
Really? Is it that bad? It's funny. Yeah, I gotta watch it. That's
not
funny.
No, it's not even funny.
Really?
It's bad. Anyway,
92-year-old skiing grandpas you see on fucking YouTube. No, this guy is fucking. He's gonna look like that. That.
I remind you, this is all coming back around to circumcision.
Yeah, I thought I forgot what you were talking about.
Chocolate. Are they selling chocolate? That lady in a wheelchair? Yeah, that's what I imagine that fucking Abraham looks like at this point. So he goes up on a mountain, 99 years old, and no one knows where the fuck he goes. Okay? And he's going up there to talk to God. Now, I would fucking pose that he was probably going up there to fucking smoke some sort of fucking hallucinogen, you know? But... you know, he goes, talks to God. Okay, so he comes back down. He comes back down, and he's like, all right, I got to tell everybody something. So I was like, all right.
Isaac.
The whole tribe gathers around, you know, they're fucking, son, Abraham's like, you know, he's the fucking man around here. People say that he's talked to God before. No one's ever seen it, but they trust him for the most part. Shit's going well. They got a little fucking tribe going on. They're
Father of the Muslims, too.
Good. They're really? Fucking good. Yeah, right? Like I said, they got lamb bread. Wine, they're in the desert. They got some slaves, by the way. So
fucking Romans labor
slaves. But anyways, so he's like, "All right, I thank you everyone for coming. I just spoke with God, and He's very pleased that us Jews are His people. But he needs our dick skin." They're like, "What?
He's our dick skin."
He's like, "No. It's okay. Just go ahead and take those rocks over there." And everybody just, you know, I'm going to have Sarai weave a basket and you're just going to go ahead and
look, pause it right there. He makes a great point because I could follow somebody all the way. I mean,
from Egypt to fucking
Israel,
to the edge
of the earth. But the second you tell me to beat my dick skin off with a rock, I don't like you anymore.
It's probably flint. Slice it off.
But in fact, it's no, they want you to, they want you to pull it out as far as you can like this. I'll give you guys a show. It's just pull it straight out and then set it on another rock and then take a sharp rock and go, and just kind of separate the extra skin.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't do that for
not
God?
No, not a chance. Not for God. No.
And that'll be it. And we'll be the choke.
What if he does you like he did Abraham with his son?
No.
Nah, stop. Just kidding. Don't cut your dick skin off.
Doesn't matter.
They used obsidian, Ross says. That's interesting.
People for forever.
They use obsidian these days for scalpels, don't they? Some doctors
I'm sure it's really sharp. That's
under a microscope, it looks like completely smooth compared to like a scalpel. It looks like jagged.
Yeah.
Pretty nuts.
And that's crazy enough as it is. But number one, these were adults. You know, you're not a fucking baby. They didn't just do it to the babies. These were adult men.
Uh-oh.
Cutting their dick skins off.
He's right,
And the wildest fucking part is, we're still fucking circumcised. This is a story from like fucking roughly 4,000 to 5,000 years ago.
I think.
And we're still fucking 25? Circumcised, bro.
This is a long time ago. Or Abraham.
Well, not our minds. Gross, that, but
yeah, no
I mean
shit,
it's
right?
Fucking nuts. Anyways, just thought I'd.
Got kind of a good point.
I'm not sure what he's saying.
Why are we cutting our dick skin?
He's saying it's been 4,000 years since.
So he's saying why
Moses came down.
Quit doing
Abraham
it.
Came down from the hill. And was like, hey, I'm gonna need your dick.
That's
skins.
Why we do this. It's so because of Abraham.
Hey, so says Ted. I haven't read Genesis.
Well, now wait a minute here.
I've listened to it.
Abacab.
What if I want my dick skin back? Now, like later, like after the fact.
Is there a foreskin? Like, can you get foreskin like redrafted?
Can I get some foreskin? You think?
Somebody gets their foreskin cut off. Can you get it sewed on?
I'll give you my hair for your foreskin.
Well, we were on the.
Hold on.
You got it. you're on, brother.
Hold on. It took Armand a second. Wait a minute.
Well, I was going to say something, but. No, weren't we on Ocho Man yesterday or the other day, and we were talking about the dick doctor?
Yeah,
he
could do it the other day, but there's finally an FDA-approved penis enlargement.
Yeah, you saw the pictures and everything.
FDA, wait, what?
Ocho Man, yeah, the guy's out in Beverly Hills, of course.
How big does it make your dick?
Boy, it looked pretty big to me. Yeah, and it's like...
Is it thick, too?
Yeah.
I got some pictures.
And it keeps growing.
I kept these.
Really? How do they do that?
I don't know. But that's what it claims.
They got a magic pill you take, or is this?
I was gonna write a movie about it.
Surgery.
I thought it'd be a good screenplay.
What is this? A surgery, or is
yeah,
it?
Of course. It's not stem cells. So,
I don't know what it is.
Here's a picture I took of us live during the podcast. But if you look up in the screen, you can see on the, there's several sets of pictures. On the left side is a before, and the right side is an after. A lot of these guys, I'm going to argue that they didn't need dick enlargement.
Well, a couple of them did.
Which one's before and after? Holy cow.
That should be pretty obvious.
Yeah, right. If you can't tell, Ocho Man wants to save up his money and get one.
He's talking about getting an 11-incher. Hey,
the majority of these guys did need the enlargement.
Yeah, but the one guy, like the top left guy.
Okay, yeah, maybe not him.
That guy was a tree trunk.
Shit, that's me.
Shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, right. The before.
All right.
And the after.
Let's finish Ted out here.
11-inch.
I'll share that story with you guys. I know most people don't know it.
I'm glad I know it now.
Other thing is, that Contact episode is good stuff. I love that alien shit. Rogan had that Commander Favor on the other day, the fucking pilot who's seen the alien that we've all seen on the news.
So Ted got cut off there because our recordings only go so long, but he calls back.
Okay.
So let's go with that.
Anyways, I'll wrap this up. He had this guy... Who the pilot, the Commander Favor, whatever the fuck his name is, on talking about this alien shit.
Yeah, the Navy pilot.
And I don't know, man. Fucking if it's all legit, you know, I think all of us would like to believe it is. If it's all legit, I think we're gonna know pretty soon, right? I mean, how much longer can this all stay under wraps? Not long.
A long time. They've kept it under wraps.
I guess
this
the
long.
Question is what, you know, what happened next?
Well, what does he mean by legit? Legit, though. I mean, because, okay, we'll all agree that they don't know what the fuck it was, but does that necessarily mean that it's, you know...
No, they were legitimate in the fact that they were unidentified. Right. There were legitimate videos released that were
right.
Unidentified.
We don't know what the hell it is, but right. That doesn't necessarily mean it's alien contact.
It's not a made-up video that somebody's saying is Navy footage. It's legitimate right. Navy footage. Right. That's all it is. A legit Navy
yeah.
footage.
Yeah, okay.
We're just a fucking... We're intergalactic pussies, and everyone else is flying around and has fucking weapons. Or, you know, is there the other thing true where... You know, everyone else is flying around, but they don't want to kill each other, and they're afraid that if we fly around, we're going to fucking kill everybody.
That's probably true, too.
That's the cool scenario, is that we've been fucking quarantined or whatever by these aliens, because, like, they're all fucking, you know,
humans are assholes. We got to set them over here.
You know, it's a wise move. Shit,
but we're just these fucking super violent ape lizards that are, you know, on the Earth just fucking shit up, and we're so fucking sick that they can't let us
out. Yeah, but now hold it. If you're capable of interstellar travel, would you be worried about, I mean, that's like being worried about a Siamese fighting fish or something. Yeah, they're going to worry about our warlike ways if they got that kind of technology. What the hell do they care?
Right? I don't know, man. Maybe they're pacifistic in nature, and they just like, we're not ready to join. It's like the fucking Federation, man. Star
yeah,
Trek.
Well,
I know you guys hearing about this.
Oh, here we go.
You don't even watch the original
relevant?
Story.
Is it not relevant?
No, it always is.
I wouldn't bring it up if it wasn't relevant.
You bring it up.
Tough,
but... So they got replicators. We weren't talking about replicators, but they're cool anyway.
Pretty fucking tough. But anyways, I'll let you guys go. I just wanted to say what's up. Oh, book recommendation. I know you guys are fucking nerds, but you don't read books, which fucking blows my mind.
Oh, I wrote it.
But I heard Eric talking about audiobooks. Bro, get this fucking book. I just fucking finished the first one last week. I'm on the second one. It's called, the first one's called Sapiens by Noah Yuval Harari. The second one is called Homo Deus.
Hang on.
And I hope somebody...
Stop it right there. Sapiens by who?
Well, I'm sure you can find it.
About audiobooks. Bro, get this fucking book. I just fucking finished the first one last week. I'm on the second one. It's called, the first one's called Sapiens by Noah Yuval Harari.
Yuval Harari?
You fall off a Ferrari.
Yep, that's the, you nailed it.
And the second one is called Homo Deus. And
yep. Homo Deus.
Looks like Nath endorses them both, Homo Deus. Nath read them, too.
I hope somebody who listens to this goddamn podcast also reads books, because I told you guys about The Expanse, and you guys are talking about how you don't fucking read, which amazing.
I read everything.
But read a goddamn book, motherfuckers.
Right. I agree with that.
Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for the opinion, Ted.
I can't read.
Yeah, what is it with you guys? I'm a Kindle destroyer myself.
Well, I have
children.
Don't have a lot of time. I have so much time available as my free time, right? And I'm not spending it reading. I'm going to play some video games. That's what I enjoy doing. I learned enough playing video games.
That's why you're stupid. And you're going to stay stupid.
You're probably right.
Hey, Nath, that weird.
And that's why you're ugly. You're going to stay ugly.
Well, that's true.
That's
I got a bald spot.
You have
going
a bald
away.
Spot.
Wait till I put my CBD oil on there.
Jesus took your hair from you.
I'd love to be a testimonial on that. Wouldn't it be great if it grew hair?
Man, I think I got some more of the cream and shit, just like the salve. Just rub it on your head and walk around all greasy haired.
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
Reading, oh, Nath, you're reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine? I've read that, sure.
That's an oldie there, but a goodie.
Yeah, oh, great. Everybody should read that. Now, the British guy reads that. The Americans never read it.
Hell no, brother.
Hell no. What do you guys got else? Anything else going on this weekend?
Well, they're talking about circumcision on the...
On the chat?
Yeah, in the chat. Wow.
What kind of circumcision?
I don't know, man. Turning from an anteater to a fucking mushroom, basically. Did you ever see, like you know, you eat magic mushrooms, psilocybin mushrooms? There's one of them called Penis Envy that they literally look like dicks. You ever seen those?
A mushroom?
Yeah, hold on. Penis Envy mushroom spores.
Just a dick shroom?
Here, I'll show you right now. Images. Check this out, boys. They call these Penis Envy. Let me find
Smegma. Great word.
Don't these look like penises to you?
Yeah, kind of. They look like, yeah, they look like that doctor's website.
Now, you think they need an enlargement? Or?
I don't know.
No, those are pretty big fucking shrooms.
Yeah, head on that thing.
You wouldn't want to stick one of
those inside. Fucking helmet on that thing. Jesus.
So you're thinking that maybe a doctor would be like put back. I mean, I thought they were. Isn't there a doctor that was doing, you give your back your cherry if you're a girl? You do a hymen?
Hymen replacement? I've heard of that.
Yeah. I have no idea. And why would you want that?
I don't know. So you can act like you're a virgin.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're marrying like a sultan.
Like a rich
sultan. Really care about that shit? Yeah,
sultan.
Is this still a thing? There are sultans out there?
The guy comes out of the tent screaming and yelling. What'd he say? He says she's not a virgin.
That's
they
right.
They can tell that.
Yeah, they want blood on the sheet, man.
It's in the bone.
Fucking great movie.
Did you ever see that Ace Ventura 2?
Oh, is that where that's from? Yeah, it was a long time. Yeah. I like
I
the first
what
one
you
better.
Two were biters.
Great bit of work.
Such a good movie.
Yep.
I don't think I got anything going on this weekend.
Man. Merch.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Merch. I'm excited about that.
I tested the store. I bought an item with my credit card. It ended up in our account. So the store's perfectly functional. I just have to stock it now, and that's it. I've already got our printers lined up.
And what have we got?
Have you talked to old boy down there?
Yeah.
The first three shirts we're doing, we have to do. The Team Eric, Team Everett, Team Armand shirts, just because.
That's first three. And then we'll rehash a few old ones.
We got a bunch of old ones we could throw up on there. And then every few weeks, I want to add more.
Yeah, we're going to add more. And if you have ideas for shirts, email us.
And if we use them, we're still not going to give you shit. In fact,
no, we'll give them a shirt, though.
I'm pretty sure we're not going to keep any of the money from these shirts. It's going to go all to the company because they pay our salary anyway. And we might as well give them whatever we can back to say thank you rather than taking a cut.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Danielle has a very pertinent comment here.
What's up, Dan?
My doctor, who was bald, said that if a man has no hair or balding, it's because of high testosterone and they have big balls.
Well, let's see. Whip them out.
What is it with you? Who are you? Lars?
No.
And see your balls next to your anus.
Eric has been working out. How can you tell who are
He has not.
How do you know that, Everett?
He has not.
Yeah, he talked about it.
He's still a pussy.
Get out of here. I still eat what?
You still eat? Oh, I know what you eat.
Yeah.
Team Ocho. Victor, come on, man.
I know, Victor.
Team Ocho. Don't make a Team Ocho Man shirts.
Oh, we should make a Team Ocho Man shirt.
Yeah, F Ocho Man.
No, not F Ocho Man. Yeah, not F any of us.
Kicked us off. He's kicked all of us off his show. What
and
a
how many
dick.
Times? We've been back 100
yeah,
times.
Yeah, well.
Have you ever been permanently fired from the Ocho Man show? No.
It's coming.
You've had hiatuses, forced hiatuses, but never been fired. Ocho Man's my boy. He's been your boy for longer, but don't you fuck with him.
Yeah, I think Danielle's doctor. I think Danielle's doctor liked her a little bit.
Could've.
He's got a point there.
What's
Matt's
your,
got to weird that your doctor would.
As she being a woman, why would the doctor explain to her about balls? And it is kind of weird.
Oh, that's interesting.
Probably violating the doctor-patient relationship.
Unless he was hitting on her and was telling her, he's exactly like, look, I got a full head of hair. Or he's explaining his baldness. That's a pickup line for you.
I'm very virile.
Yeah, like, tell my like, patients
Armand,
that, right.
Why is your why
my
you got a bald
away.
Spot? Like, well, you know. Men with bald spots have big balls. And
what is a woman, true. It is high testosterone, though.
What woman would care about big balls, though? It's like that's not sexually good, is it?
Not
like,
to you.
Unless you're trying to get knocked up.
What do you know? What do you know about it?
I don't know.
I have nice
ones. I wonder if that guy can make your nuts bigger, the doctor.
They did. Remember,
fuck that.
That seems easy.
Fuck that, though.
Penis.
Why do you want bigger balls?
I don't know. What if you had real tiny balls?
Though, like, have you ever been racked really fucking hard, Armand? And when I say really hard, don't take this. I mean.
Are you kidding?
Okay, well, I'm going to share a story here with
oh,
this.
Oh, boy.
Something I did
Is it
really
a ghost?
Stupid. No, it's not a ghost story. It's a shop horror story. Are you familiar with how an air compressor works?
Yeah.
Okay. End of a hose line.
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
So you pull the sleeve back much like foreskin.
Yes, kind of.
And then you
Interesting
put it on
analogy.
And you
yeah.
let it go. Right. Well, when we bought this new air compressor at work, I had actually did it the opposite way on accident and made it to where the sleeves were on the air compressor. So to unhook the hose, you had to pull the sleeve back and pull the hose out. But under 150 pounds of pressure, you can stand there like this, bend down, and just pull the sleeve back, and poof, it'll blow the hose out of there. Well, every day after at the end of work, you always have to, you know, wrap the hoses up, empty the, you know, drain the compressor and shit. And I stood there one day for whatever reason, was in the wrong spot and pulled that sleeve back and it popped that air hose out and hit me right in like in the ball with the metal part of the end of the hose.
How'd that feel?
I wasn't, it fucked me up.
Did you throw up?
No, I didn't work the next day. I didn't leave work for an hour because, and work was over in 20 minutes when it happened. And I just couldn't, like, I didn't want to drive. I couldn't do anything.
So here's your ball enlargement photos.
That's just fucking sad.
Let me see.
Of course, Armand's like, yeah, let me see them.
Wow.
It's the same guy, Dr. E-List.
Oh, same guy?
He does that. Same guy.
Sounds like he's got an obsession.
He sure filled out that sack there.
DRELIST.com. Check it out if you need penis enlargement. tell him Surreal Talk.
Friend of the show.
Use code Surreal420.
I don't think he got back in touch with us.
For 10% off your ball enlargements. Sorry, testicular enlargement.
Paul Lisi, I got the pain more than in the lower of my stomach. It went all the way into.
Oh,
dude,
no, yeah, you get hit. It hurts up in the abdomen.
Dude, it was rough.
I threw up. I got kicked in there.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was. I couldn't get up. Like literally, get up. Like from where I was sitting,
you couldn't get it up. Ladies and
immediately, it took me to the ground. Immediately, like I was on the ground.
You know, it said, but it's not immediately. You know, it's coming. No, it's because that this half hit me. Second. No, well, I don't know, man.
That pain. Yeah. That you're right. You're 10 seconds down the road. That pain came.
That's the.
This immediate pain was from the trauma to the actual nut, from the velocity of the fucking thing. That was bad. And then comes the pain. Yeah,
then the real
pain.
That's bad.
I didn't leave work for an hour. I got off at 4:30 and it was like, I don't know, 5:15 when I left.
Well, I grant you that, but I mean, you know.
It'd be a pretty bad one.
But like if you have an undescended testicle or something, you don't want an empty sack. Do you?
Oh, what do you mean like if somebody's nuts don't drop?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my dog has an empty sack. When they took his balls, they just left the sack.
Well, that would look kind of, I mean, that,
it does.
Let me
it's
see those pictures
weird.
Again.
Ugh.
Oh, hold on, I got them right here.
We're the tiny.
You want the testicle ones? I was looking at the dicks.
Damn.
They're not that.
Can we even show that on air?
Yeah, we can show whatever we want.
We did it on Ocho, man.
We can show whatever we want.
We can show whatever we want.
I mean, those are some sad sacks. That's where the term comes from. You're a sad sack.
Yeah, there's a dimple in it.
Hitler supposedly had one empty sack. Hitler supposedly had a micro penis too. His doctor even gave testimony to him.
But I think he did have an undescended. They say he might have had an undescended testicle.
That's why he was so mad, Armand. He had an itty bitty dick.
They got before and after circumcisions here. Let's see some galleries of this.
What do we got?
This is that same guy. Oh, this
he did a good job.
He made it look
that's
presentable.
It's gone.
Oh, they got a circumcision video. Okay.
Oh no! I'm out. I'm out.
No, hold on.
Yeah, that's animated. That's nothing.
That's not as fun. But oh wow!
Look at that thing.
Foreskin is cut at 12 o'clock down the front of the dickhead top, I guess.
Yes, the anterior. The
foreskin is cut at 6 o'clock, so on top and bottom of the thing. It's sutured at the bottom.
I hope they use local.
That's because they have to suture where it's going to stay.
Oh, then they just remove it off like the side.
Ah, that's how that happens.
I thought they had they have a little gadget that does it. Yeah. Like a little cigar snap.
They just peel it off like a paper out of a bag.
Certain priests bite it off.
That's correct.
Well, yeah, we call them sickos. That's right.
A couple sutures here and there. Suture the skin all the way around. They put a circular bandage. And then, you go from anteater to mushroom. It's pretty simple. Armand, if we pay for it, will you get it done?
No, I don't want to fucking know. I love my foreskin.
Well, what if they keep it for you and put it in like a jar?
No. I want it right where it is right now.
What if we had a list of chicks that was all signed their name on a paper?
Give me a hair transplant.
If you got a circumcision.
How many women would it take?
I want a hair transplant.
There you go. How many women would it take that would say, we'll bang you if you get a circumcision?
I'm already very happy. I have Tonga. I'm very happy.
That's right. Fuck, I forgot. Team Tonga.
This is never going to happen. We're talking like, you know, theoretically here.
Of course,
Armand.
I don't know what you always say. This is just hypothetical. Gosh, it's not gonna happen.
I want a dick enlargement
and
kinda
done.
Okay, and then I want some hair. I want a hair transplant.
We'll get the plugs. We'll get them and, from the
cheek.
I think they have a surgery to give you height too. Give about 3 inches of height.
They did in South Park. That was a whole weird thing.
No, they do it. I think they do it, but it's very hard to do because in Japan they get like a half an inch.
I tell my best friend.
Yeah, they make
all the time,
osteotomy in the fibula.
When you're short, you got a fucking
tibia. What?
I said I tell my best friend this all the time. When you're short. You got to fucking own it.
Well,
and it doesn't matter how
short
you are.
This is how I define short. This is how I define short. If you'd rather have 3 inches of height than 3 inches on your dick, you're probably short.
What if you got a big dick? And you don't need the 3 inches of dick. What if that's the case in our mind?
None of us know what that's like, so what's the matter?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Okay, yeah, that was a theoretical question,
too. That's completely rhetorical, yeah.
We'll never know. All right, guys, I'm cutting the shit.
All right, yeah, enough of this.
We'll catch you all next week with a medium. We'll check our Facebook and group stuff out. We'll have all the information on her if you want to check her out beforehand, but it should be a pretty good time. We're going to get Armand's aura cleansed.
Yeah.
Boy needs it.
Oh, no, she's going to.
Filthy aura.
Can you get a Ouija board at Walmart? Like, is there the, like, go buy the Milton Bradley Ouija board?
What the fuck are you asking me for? I don't go buy Ouija
boards. I'm just asking you. I think I've seen them somewhere. I think so. Okay. I want to get a Ouija board.
Let's do it.
All right, guys.
Hey, later, masturbators.
That's it. See you all. See you all next week.
That's it.
Hasta man next week.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.